Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe, O. Sign of the Spirit, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Brought to you by the AC, the United African Coalition, a new power radio network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013 and are happy to be celebrating our fifth year on the air with you. So please reach out to our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also support Arlene Gordon of Unity Design. And Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please reach out to Brother Arlene on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And last but not least, we want to always, always, always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and the families and loved ones and friends that they represent. So please reach out to Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively, on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. So as a reminder, we are still in full swing of the Redistribute the Pain campaign. December is a boycott month, and we realize that December is the quote-unquote month for giving. Unfortunately, with the system being the way that it is, unless we choose to and start to impact the institution of legalized slavery from an economic perspective, they're going to continue to lock our brothers and sisters up, and disproportionately the Africana melanated community is going to be affected. So we are asking for those that can to boycott the campaign, boycott phone calls, boycott as much as you can, even with visitations, limiting those during the month of September so we can wrap up the Redistribute the Pain campaign with a bang and kick it off in January with some new and exciting things, especially considering the 400-year, if you will, anniversary or horrorversary of our enslavement here in the United States of America. So we're looking forward to 2019, and thank you for your continued support throughout 2018 on the Redistribute the Pain campaign. So to find out more about Redistribute the Pain, you can go to WordPress.com, Redistribute the Pain, and check us out. We also have an active fundraising campaign going with Sign of the Times and the National Freedom and Justice Movement. So if you'd like more information on anything that you've heard, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook as Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, and Sign of the Times. Also on Twitter, at Queen Tahira and Queen_Tahira on Instagram. And Tahira is spelled T-A-H-I-Y-R-A-H. So, we love this work. I love this work. We're dedicated to it. But we need some financial support in order to continue to do the work that we started. And I'm telling you, there's some phenomenal things that are coming down the pipe, y'all. So the more support that we can get, the more support we can give. So I want to welcome tonight's guest, Sister Flava, to the airwaves here on Sign of the Times. I'm going to go ahead and open up her mic. Greetings, Sister Flava. Welcome to Sign of the Times. How are you doing this evening? Flava, I can't hear you. Flava, your mic is open.
Sorry, had you on. I had it on mute. Sorry, guys. How you doing?
Great, sis. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine, and of course, I just stepped out of the car for one hot second, and I'm like, oh, she's talking and then doing introductions. I got a few seconds, and oh, that's awesome. Thank you for hosting this this empowering evening.
I say. So, I want to spend the next, hour or so for the audience to get to know you, get to know some of the work that you do. Because I know that you wear many, many hats and have in your career. So please introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us a little bit about who Flava is and what Flava does.
Well, thank you very much, Queen, once again for hosting this awesome, empowering event. I am coming to you as a representative of a person that just wants people to finally understand one thing. We're the boss. My name is Joanna Flava Williams, better known, a.k.a. as the Harriet Tubman of the Felons, and I plan on living up to that title. It's a revelation. It's such an awesome feeling to know that I'm living in this time in history, and I want to thank all that came before us who provided this platform for us to do these awesome things. We want to thank the Lord, God, whoever your spiritual, whoever it is in your life, I'm thanking the Lord because I know that God is not going to grow a money tree, and almost everybody these days is crying and whining out to God, oh, God, I need a job, oh, God, I need to pay my bills, oh, God, I want to win the lotto. And basically, we just need to thank God for waking us up every day, giving us the strength or just the opportunity to do what I call achieving the dream. It's time to stop dreaming. It's time to achieve the dream. This is the 21st century, in the 20th century, they had a dream. Now it's time to achieve the dream. We want to acknowledge all that are listening, those who are free or are incarcerated. Basically, it's freeing your mind. You'll never be incarcerated. Understanding that even as an inmate, you that your flesh is the commodity, and it's worth so much money. And if there billions behind bars is a slogan, but in reality, it's something that needs to be addressed. And we are going to address these things and acknowledge that why are felons, citizens, taxpayers paying taxes, but allowing their rights to be denied, and we're allowing our entire country to be torn apart, upside down. People keep claiming God and acting like the devil. So myself personally, I'll give you a little background. I'm a celebrity reporter, now turned social political activist, and now a political investigative reporter. A lot of folks out here are talking about the prison industrial complex and these different things and billion behind bars. But all I see is people having a lot of seminars, a lot of conferences, and no solutions and no topics of how to improve and remove these suffocation laws, like 10, 20 life, three strikes out, mandatory minimum, things that actually create, promote, and make possible mass incarceration. So with us being the boss and people not acknowledging it, I just will hope that in the near future that we will stop complaining and start changing.
That's right. Sis, I mean, it doesn't.
I'm giving a break. I can continue on. I'm just giving a break.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. We go with the flow. You know, it's a conversation, not an interview. So, I mean, what you said is phenomenal, sis. I mean, to have that inner insight into what the problem is, and to be able to put the energy behind it to offer some solutions, because it doesn't do any good for us to complain if we're not willing to get out here and do the work. So what inspires you to be who you are as far as the freedom and justice movement goes?
Well, as you mentioned, as you just mentioned, solutions, that's what I was about to tap into. I just wanted to just to spark the interest of people and then expand on the We Party concept. Time served, million fell in March. As I've observed that things that society, citizens, organizations, and individuals have identified that is wrong and are complaining about, what is not being followed up on is how to eliminate that which has been identified, which I give the example of mass incarceration. What promotes it and enables it, a portion of it, is these, what I call through the I call them suffocation laws. That's how I've identified and labeled them. Because laws that are written by men with pen and paper that apply to flesh and blood have to be addressed that way. And a judge I heard today in Florida on the Florida Channel stated that, because they were arguing these facts, and the judge said, the Supreme Court, Florida Supreme Court justice said, well, why are you arguing it when, in fact, this statute is supposed to apply to the people, but you're making it political? Well, the politics that we've enabled to be the poison our country is just something that people have conversation about and millions are marching about and angry. Well, we want to take this the complaint to action and help to empower people. Recently, I've joined an organization called TOPS, the Ordinary People Society, and they, for all intents and purposes, are deeming themselves to be the new or the improved ACLU or NAACP, because those organizations are about as effective as a VCR right now. Although it's not to take away anything from them, they have paved the way and accomplished great milestones with helping to help justice to come about in our country. But now it's a new day. And, you know, Trump and the Trumpets and people like himself need to be identified for what and whom they are. They are employees I don't know why everyone's upset and complaining about these folks. What I want to present the numbers game. There's less than 1,000 nationwide. There's one president. There are 50 governors, representatives, senators, and Congress, less than 1,000 equal total, and also prison secretaries. So hopefully in their future, we can influence people nationwide to understand why you have no progress or change is because you keep, it's just like looking for oil or spring water where there isn't any, and you just keep tapping that same vein. Well, everyone keeps saying, oh, you work for us, but no one is actually following through. You have elections, you step back. We're allowing our money to be frivolously spent. We're allowing politicians to commit crimes of the century and then pardon themselves. The pardon should go to the people. Vote. A vote should be put. No pardon should be able to be issued by any government official. We have to realize that our country, the way that we view our government is not the standard or how we must proceed in the future because of the times of old. People, unfortunately, today perceive our government like in George Washington time, when they were powerful, when they established this country. Well, people are, ordinary people are presidents now, like Jimmy Carter, a peanut farmer, like Ronald Reagan, an actor. And then once they get in this position of power, we allow them, taxpayers and citizens and voters, we allow them to misuse and abuse their power and authority. So I used to sound very like screaming and hollering, but now I realize we don't need to scream and holler. All we need to do is to do what the homosexuals have done in this country, and that is simply say, enough is enough. We're the boss. What are we begging our employees for? And once they realize that aha light bulb moment, they got gay rights overnight. And they're still just out in the front lines making change and doing whatever they want because they realize who the boss is. And that's what felons, citizens, taxpayers, and voters. Quickly, I want to add, I'm introducing the FAIR Act. Unfortunately, during the 60s, not unfortunately, but fortunately, they had the Civil Rights Act. Well, there are so many problems in our society. I'm just introducing a few solutions, and this is what I believe some of what will help our society. One, the FAIR Act stands for Felon Arrest Inmate Reform Act. We have no one addressing something on a larger scale. People are piecemealing this, and then at the end of the day, things aren't really being productively eliminated, like the problems. For instance, in Florida, they got Amendment 4 passed. That's an awesome milestone. Applause and kudos to everyone who worked their behinds off to get that accomplished. Unfortunately, they didn't take the opportunity to inform all of those people and felons and their family members and friends that they're the boss and that they shouldn't even be working this hard to accomplish something so simple because we automatically should have the right to vote. As a taxpayer, how is it that we've allowed our employees to come up with all of these strategies of insanity, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make dollars or doesn't make sense? How is it that we allow them to eliminate all of our benefits and all of anything that will promote or provide for us? For instance, how stupid are people to have argued to Obamacare, which I'm tired of hearing about because it's Romney Care. Mitt Romney invented that health care. He did that in Massachusetts. Obama already stated that during the debate, but I knew that anyway. But the white people, the Republicans, they never said anything when Romney passed that law as the governor. You know why they complain? Because Obama, with his black behind, peeped the game and gave it to the entire nation. That's why those fuckers is mad. Because Obama peeped the game, and that's what we're failing at. When we learn the rules, they change the game. But here's the most stupid, ironic thing. We are the player. We are the referee. We are the ones that write the rules, but we allow them. It's like a smoke and mirrors trick that's going on. They're the employee, but we're sitting up here allowing them to run the ship. That's like the captain allowing the crew to run the ship. And they ran it aground. So it's time for us to take back the helm and not leave when they went in office. No, they haven't won anything but the right to do what we told them to do. So these are a few of the examples. Felons will work for the government. Or no, felons won't pay taxes. See, we have a laundry list to present to our employees. And they have two choices. They can either do it or they can get fired and never be in office again. What do you think about that?
Well, I need you to break down, because you're referring to certain individuals as employees. And so I get what you're saying. But I really want the listeners to understand their position and their position in power when you speak about these particular employees. Why are these people our employees? And how is it that we should be using our power more to not only influence, but to actually demand what it is that we know that we need in the community? So can you break that down? What do you mean by employees?
Okay, I'll start once on two different levels. One, dealing with how the political structure in our country is. We are a country of laws and constitutions and things like that. Well, just basically laws. So, but we have a way that we address these. Well, I'm introducing some basic concepts to help our society along better. For instance, they had to get 1 million signed petitions. Look how much work and labor that takes. Why should we have to petition our employees who are politicians? And they say it themselves. They say, we're a representative, and you're electing us to go in and to work for you. That's the spiel. That's part of the smoke and mirrors. So I'm saying what we haven't been doing is, for instance, in Florida, they wanted Gillum to win, and he didn't. And he said he was going to do a $15 minimum wage. Well, okay, if that's what the people want, then that's what we're supposed to get, because we want that. But what we've allowed to happen is the few thousand, or not even thousand, it's less than, it's just a few hundred who work for us, the representatives who are representatives, state representatives, senators in Congress, the governor, they all get hired. They get elected, and they're supposed to do the will of the people. But what is happening is they get in office, and then there's this big offset procedure to stop them from doing all this insanity. But they set this up on purpose. The structure of the government, it takes so long. So in 2 to 4 years, there's so much problems that occur when, in fact, look how many people will get arrested in 2 to 4 years, when, in fact, there should be a shorter process. For instance, the impeachment process. Everyone's complaining about Donald Trump. He doesn't have to be the president. He can be impeached. Get rid of him. He's a racist. If this was Obama acting this way, this would be a whole different ball game. But what we need to do is just start off with, in our backyard, with the dollars. For instance, we've allowed politicians to come in as employees, because that's what they are, and then turn around and say, well, felons cannot work for the city or the state. Why did we allow that to happen? It only happened after 9/11. So now with these new Homeland Security laws, so this is that's the facts. But a better perspective to look at it is, why would we hire and elect these idiots to turn around and deny us the right to work for city and state? Time served. God doesn't have a zero tolerance policy. And neither do we have time for people who are employees to have zero tolerance policies. That's what we have allowed to happen. But then they don't, because then they go and commit crimes of the century and then turn around and pardon themselves. So the hypocrisy is killing us. And this fake drug war is a part of it all, the insanity. We're allowing billions of our dollars to be frivolously spent on agencies and neighborhoods who have really no proof or control over how someone, if you're going to be on drugs or get off of it, you get off of drugs, that's how you got on it. But they're saying that they need this money now to combat opioids and meth and all of these things, but not one penny was ever spent, has been spent on crack cocaine intervention or prevention, only on incarceration. So I'm going to elaborate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think there's such a disparaging difference in the fact that people who are a part of the so-called opioid crisis, the way they're being dealt with, the way they're getting treatment versus jail time? I mean, we had entire families, generations of families that were disrupted because people couldn't get treatment, you know, when the crack epidemic hits the community. But now, you know, every day on the news I hear about this crisis, and almost on a daily basis, you know, we can be driving in our neighborhoods, especially in the summertime, and see someone actually receiving this Narcan drug, which is, you know, has cost so-called taxpayers millions of dollars. So why do you think there's such a disparaging difference in the fact that the crack epidemic resulted in punishment, but yet this opioid epidemic is resulting in more treatment?
Because we're not at the table, and anyone who's paying attention, it isn't paying attention. Like I said, I peeped this. It was by coincidence or not. You know, God reveals things to those who you want to know. And I have a picture with him, a picture with the drug czar of the United States, not of a certain area, the United States. I met him, and I even have it recorded because I'm a reporter, of how I presented this before crack. You know, the only reason why there's no more crack is because, you know, the dope game is over. 9/11 killed it. You know, if you look around, you don't see anyone walking up and down the street looking for crack or looking like a crackhead, because it's the dope game is over. Not drug game, the dope game, and dope is crack. Basically, cocaine is made by three different ingredients: cocaine powder, baking soda, and water. Now, meth, crystal meth, is made up of about 10 to 20 ingredients, one being pseudoephedrine. Now, pseudoephedrine is not the key ingredient. It's a ingredient in it. And one day I had to, you know, looking for my sinus pills, and I couldn't ever find them. It was a certain brand, generic, but it worked so good for me. And I was just, I guess, too dumb to ever read. There was a little a thing on the shelf, but I just thought it was saying it was out. I never read it. Come to find out, I have to provide my photo driver license ID and sign for this Sudafed now. Over-the-counter medication. This country was built on pharmaceuticals. This country has been using elixirs and alcohol and everything. This is how people survive through depression and whatnot. So what we're not doing is paying attention to what people want. Like, we'd be better off half the country selling it and profiting, the other half is incarcerated. It's insanity. We are allowing this. There are less than 1,000 individuals that we allow to make the rules for this country, but that are employees of ours. So I'm going to try to simplify how they're, you asked me about, explain how they're employees. It's just as simple as that. An employee is someone that works for you. Walmart employees, you show up, you go to work, you do your job, you get paid for it. You don't come to work and say, oh, well, we had a caucus and a discussion, and, you know, we don't know if, you know, if mopping the floor left or right instead of up and down would be a better move. That's what we allow them to do. They go in the session, and then they come out what they must be made to do. These are times of old where they got to go in, sit around, do, you know, talk about basically nothing or something of everything, and then do what they want to do. We are allowing our current government to exist as in the days of old, and them days are done. It is what you are told to do, what you're instructed to do. Trump is acting like a dictator because we're allowing him to. He's an idiot, and they have the audacity to be, oh, tap dancing around and treating him like eggshells. Get rid of this arrogant, dumb ass. He is an employee. When is somebody going to say, look, stupid, I don't understand why you don't get it, but you only have less. Who's going to vote for him again? These idiots, they're going to vote for more of this? So we need our Million Felon March to wake people up, to understand. Felons, you have a voice. Felon advocacy. We must bring our citizens back. We must stop making people citizens insane in prison. We must end solitary confinement. You see, people who are running these prisons, if they had better sense, recidivism wouldn't be at a high rate. So obviously they don't know what they're doing. No, we don't know what we're doing. We're allowing idiots to do whatever they want to do. And it returns animals to the street. People go in, men, they come out animals. We already know who's been identified as the worst of the worst. So if people are getting 10, 20, and life sentence, 10, 20, 15-year sentences, we have to take control. We are the boss, and prison secretaries work for us. We must restructure this government and immediately eliminate 10, 20 life, three strikes you're out, and mandatory minimum off our books. Those came through the Clinton, Bush, and Reagan eras, and nobody paid attention because everybody was too busy balling and caught up in the dope era. Well, now reality is checked, is coming back in. Oh, and by the way, I like to slide this in. How about this for S&G? Times is here again. What does that mean? Before crack came in, black people was just trying to get a foothold in. That's why we don't have any financial literacy being taught in our schools and everybody wondering why they don't understand how to make money. Well, guess what? When crack came in, it was like a tsunami that came in. Well, now the tsunami has gone back out. So everybody now is back to being normal. Nobody's brawling. If you're not a rapper or a doctor, lawyer, somebody, student loan amnesty for felons. We have a list of things that will address what we're going through that immediately our employees will have to deal with, or they will be removed. And everyone that says no, we're changing the culture. It's no equals no election, no re-election. Any one of the employees that doesn't go along with $15 hour minimum wage, you're out of here because we don't need you. You're not productive. You're anti, and then you're raising your hand. You know, vote me out, kick me out. I don't want this job anymore. That's what homosexuals did. Everybody had their hand up that no against homosexuals until the homos told them, hey, I'm sorry, to the gay people said, hey, we're the boss. And if you don't do what we say, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, we're going to vote you out nationwide. It's enough of us. And guess what? Overnight, they got gay rights. So you can't tell me this is not going to work, sis.
Now, you mentioned the Million March. Is that similar to the Million Man March? What is the goal and objective of that, and where will this march take place?
Okay, the concept is, one, to do the first to do marches around the nation and use social media as well. But with the economy being so bad, of course, the better thing to do would be to offer the march on social media. Try to have it either in D.C., but offer it to be done in respective. Everyone has their own little, you know, gathering place. Wherever people march for something negative, we want people to show up for this positive. Why somebody got to die? So if you march wherever for Trayvon or whoever got killed or murked in your city by this cop, this, that, and the third, we want you back at that same location, but for change, so that they'll understand that this march is going to allow all politicians and employees, police, everyone to understand, police chiefs, this is not about, you know, we coming to take over, we're a militia. This is about understanding. You're an employee. Anybody that's a bully with a badge has to be removed. It's not like we have a shortage of law enforcement officers. We don't need these fools coming back from Iraq. Thank you for serving your country. Now sit your ass down somewhere. We have to police our police. And by the way, we need a six-shooter law. Why they keep saying they can't figure out what to do about guns? The Wild Wild West was one with six bullets. Nobody needs any more than that. Because by the time you reload, 100 people can't get killed by the time somebody got to reload a six-shooter. We're not saying take away people's guns. We're saying stop being an idiot. And when does it end? When does the discussion or the confusion end? Because that's all people are wrapped up in. That's the smoke and mirrors, because nobody has made the rubber meet the road. So that's what the Million Felon March and marches will be utilized for. One, to empower people to wake the hell up to understand who the boss is. Stop complaining and stop negotiating. Stop begging. You don't go in saying, can you, will you, please. You say, this is what you're going to do. And just like any employer and any employee, the employer doesn't come in and say, oh, could you please, would you maybe think about it? They say, this is your job description. This is what you're trained to do. This is the job. You do it or you're out of here. And that's what we must start making our employees, politicians live up to. So the Million Felon March will come with a plan of action. One, to eliminate this. We don't have time to use up our lifetime to keep continuing arguing and fussing and fighting. That's what the FAIR Act is for, to put everything up under it and end it. This is insanity. By the way, this crap has only come about within the last 20 years. These laws have just come about. These RICO Act laws, being affiliated with somebody, we are allowing them to put us, we are really incarcerating ourselves and then allowing them to escape and commit crimes of the century. Now, do you see the insanity in that? So basically, the Million Felon March would be to address that and to deal with it and to say, stop marching and march to the polls. March to get registered and march to the polls to show people why the only one thing that matters is the one thing we've allowed them to take away, and that's the vote. But as a taxpayer, we should be always guaranteed that. If you can't vote, you don't pay taxes. Now get that impression. You better believe it.
That certainly would wake up quickly. The tax, attaching the right to vote to taxation. I mean, we know that we aren't properly taxed anyway. And even in reparations, tax abatement, if you will, is always an option. So I definitely agree with you on that. To get people involved in the freedom movement, I know from experience, it's not always easy because sometimes people have the impression that, well, if this person did the crime, they should do the time. But once their time is served, even, they still are human beings behind the enemy line or not. So how can we humanize, if you will, the freedom struggle so people can really understand and overstand that we really need them to get involved and we need their support?
Okay. I'm sorry, your phone was kind of breaking up. Who is it that we're addressing? Who needs to understand, ma'am?
What I'm asking you is sometimes people have the impression that if a person did the crime, then they should do the time, okay?
Oh, I see.
And so even what our brothers and sisters often experience, even when they serve their time, when they come out, they still may not have the right to vote, the right to housing and things like that. So how can we get more community support so that people know that they have a direct connection to the freedom struggle and get them involved in what not only the Million Felon March, but other things that we're doing?
Thank you. Thank you for repeating that. And, hey, you know your girl got an answer for that, no doubt. Basically, I call it God does not have a zero tolerance policy. And for every employee or citizen that thinks that nobody should get a second – it's first of all, it's not second chance. A second chance is something if Queen, if you allow me to drive your car – and I crash it, and you allow me to drive it again, that's the second chance. Time served. You've done the time for your crime. You have paid your debt to society. That is it. God doesn't have a zero tolerance policy. What if he did? What if he said no forgiveness? Oh, no. And then we're allowing ordinary men, citizens, to have the audacity to be in a powerful position, not by birthright. This is not a king or queen. These people are elected, hired, not appointed. They're appointed by us. And then they say, why do you – this is a great example. They come out and beg you for the job. Please hire me. They shake your hand. They want to take a photo op with you. They want all your friends to vote for them. Get all your friends to vote for me. So if we weren't the one that was important, then why would they need something from us in order to obtain their position? So we are, first of all, I really understand why people are taking these things crazily. Hey, what's up? I'm seeing it. I'm sensing it because, like I said, of George Washington, the time of George Washington, when they established this country and they were like kings or queens. That's what people, they think. They believe that because they keep, listen to how people talk. You see, they keep blaming the government. They keep saying, oh, it's their fault. No, it's your fault for allowing it. And as long as people keep working like that, we've allowed our vote to be taken away. We, everything that's happened, we've allowed it. And then one of the things I've identified is that we must reform our government to adapt into our modern technology. I should not have to drive 8 hours from Miami to Tallahassee when there's modern technology. Every single municipality or state or city, major states, have government buildings. They need direct lines linked in so that you can go in there and deal with your government business, because that's what's making people get disconnected from our government, because you got to spend too much of your time, energy, and effort to stay on top of what we should have, independent citizen oversight and definitely accountability. This is our government, and I know that in the Trump era, this is what God has this country on, accountability and credibility. And the way things are busting out, the skeleton bones busting out these closets, you better believe it. It's not by accident.
Ashe, sis, Ashe. So where are we? How soon will it be before the Millions Felon March will take place? Do you have a date set yet? And how can people reach out to you if they're wanting to get involved?
Thank you. Well, we're saying Million Felon March 2020, but really it's marches. I see that this is bigger. It could be if people would, they can get in contact with me. I'll give you the information. But one thing I want to address is the frauds, the phonies, the perpetrators. You know, I'm talking about the politicians. Let me talk about the individual so-called activists, organizers, and people out here that are opportunists as well. A lot of folks out here are caught up. I can't blame the politician. I know why. You know, you don't blame the snake. You know why the snake is a snake, because he's a snake. But what the hell is these people problems that's supposed to be out here fighting for justice and rights for inmates? That's why we're about to put out publication. That's why I recently become investigative political reporter, so that I can ask questions, so that people will stop asking me why I'm being nosy. I need to mind my business. No, it's going to be my job to be nosy. And I'm minding our people's business. Felon, citizen, taxpayer, that's my business. It ain't no, oh, well, if your organization has the word felon in it, then felons need to know who you are. And not only that you're doing something more than just having a conversation. Anybody can talk about, oh, the prisoner, you know, they used to piss me off every day hearing on this Michael Bazin show, Steve Harvey morning show, Tom Joyner, oh, prison industrial complex, this, that, and the third. And then you try to get to these folks to do something, to put something down like a Million Felon March. Can't never get to them. But here you always got John Susie Q blow them with all the bouffalé jump off. This, oh, John Legend, great guy, put awesome, a lot of money behind it. Okay, but who's gotten to him? Because the money that he spent on a lot of flyers, a lot of posters, none of them said no equals no election, no re-election. None of them said felons are the boss and why are you paying taxes if you can't vote. None of them said felons are supposed to work for government and state because we are the city and the state. You know how many politicians there are that are denying us our rights? We're allowing employees to deny us our rights. Not more than maybe 20 in a state. They say you can't vote, you can't work for the city, you can't vote for the county, you can't do this, you can't do that. So we have clearly a list of what has been outlined, and all we need to do is retrace it and go back. Whatever ordinance is in place, that ordinance must be repealed. Whatever law has been enacted, that law must be reversed. It is as simple as that. I love this country because we are a country of laws, and nothing is written in stone or blood. But one thing and two for sure, every single employee, a.k.a. politician, that rears his ugly head as a snake, off with their head. They're out of here. We will not be playing anything, because I'd be damned if a homosexual going to have a right and a felon, a.k.a. citizen taxpayer, is going to be sitting around wanting and needing. By the way, why are we allowing their salaries to be so much? We must minimize that. Whatever they deem equal to live off of, that must be their salary. Whatever they say someone can live off of a month for a check, that must become their salary. You see, they don't know what's about to happen to them. Politicians about to get the biggest checkup and comeuppance in their lives, in this history of our U.S. government. And that's coming from your girl, the Harriet Tubman of the felons.
I want to remind the listeners, if you're listening on your phone, you can push 1 to come into the conversation to ask the question or make a comment. If you're listening on your computer, you can dial in at 917-889-8059, 917-889-8059. So, Sister Slava, who all is involved in the movement that you're a part of? And you also mentioned POPS movement. Can you go into some details on what exactly POPS movement has done in the past, including – if you will, their influence on restoring voting rights for formerly imprisoned individuals.
Oh yes, awesome, yes. And I was trying to bring Pastor Glasgow on. I had him on earlier, and he said that unfortunately he couldn't make it this evening. Maybe another time. I do want to drop my office number or 800 number and PO box for anyone, because we definitely want inmate input. And welcome all letters. And I forgot to mention I'm a reentry employment specialist. I did reentry in the Florida Department of Corrections for about 10 years or more. I've done so many hundreds of seminars, I can't recall, dealt with thousands of people. God has given me awesome opportunity to try to influence and empower people, and as well learn a lot of things from people to get to this point and stage. Phone number is 800 number. Let me repeat it. It's 866-909-2929. Again, 866-909-2929. And that's P.O. Box 172102. P.O. Box 172102, Tampa, Florida, 33672. TOPS has been influential, and I'll get back into I just want to mention TOPS real quickly, because TOPS, the Ordinary People Society, with its founder, Pastor Kenneth Glasgow. Pastor Glasgow was instrumental in getting Charlie Crist, then Governor Charlie Crist, several years ago to get felons' rights reinstated, and then Rick Scott came in and removed those rights from taxpayers and voters, a.k.a. felons. So now TOPS is going to be emerging as the 21st century new civil rights legislative reform organization, because Pastor Glasgow was successful in getting Alabama governor last year to restore felons' rights. So basically we're saying TOPS is the brand new or on steroids ACLU or NAACP. Why? Because as a member have identified the ridiculous bicycle light ordinance that is in Tampa, we want to get that stricken down. Why, if people don't have to wear motorcycle helmets, why are you stopping me for no light on my bicycle? China has a billion bicycles and they don't have a light law, bicycle light law. Once again, it's a way to identify, because the poor black folks in this town, or poor black people, or poor people, period, simply ride around on bicycles, and that's just a way of profiling. We need to eliminate all profilers, such as the new credit laws. That is a bunch of crap. You know, if I have money, you don't need to know about my credit, because I don't need credit. I have money. So these are new profiler, discriminatory profilers that we need eliminated immediately as a society. Once it's identified, it needs to be removed. In less than 3 months, it should not take a year or two or millions of votes and signatures and all of this crap. So I'm glad, though, to see that this process that it takes, because this is what we will do. Flip the script on the, it's not the oppressor. We're really oppressing ourselves. We have to come up off that plantation thinking and slavery mentality and make sure everybody understands it's the man in the mirror. If I'm wising up, if God show me this is how you get out the maze, then don't sit there and debate anymore and consider it. Let's act upon it. And what is acting upon it is by staying on top of those who have the bag. Those who are sitting up here, and like the folks who pushed Amendment 4, I was in their face with time served, but they were so hell-bent on trying to be recognized for their genius to see the flaw or the fissure in their dam. You can build a dam, but if it's a crack in it, it ain't worth crap. And that's what they're doing. The ban the box crap. That don't stop discrimination. That don't help people get employed. And then people say stupid stuff like, oh, well, you can get employment in my state. Listen, if there's a problem in the United States, there is a problem. I don't want to hear about no individual state, because I shouldn't have to hop my ass around to state to figure out how I can fit in to this society with laws that we have allowed these employees, or restrictive laws, suffocation laws that we've allowed to go on in this society. We need to halt it immediately. We need to launch. So I've been trying to link up with like-minded individuals, but I'm getting so much resistance out here. How can you complain about something that is right there that you have the power to change and remove, but they think it's cool to meet with Senator so-and-so? That's what they caught up. They mesmerized. They starstruck, or political starstruck. Oh, I'm meeting with Congressman so-and-so. Oh, I'm going to meet with Senator so-and-so. You meeting with your employee. They're supposed to be meeting with you, but nobody is treating them as what they are. So now they must understand. Y'all going to get, they need to be stripped of all and everything. Their jobs are to show up and to help run and operate our government, not talk about illegal aliens to the point that everybody want to forget who feeds this country, who works in slaughterhouses. I'm tired of this hypocrisy. And one thing and two for sure, God is not going to let it continue to reign and bless. We're not a nation under God. These devils is out here, and they're running rampant. And then we got the audacity to wonder every time gun violence happens, oh, but while blacks were killing blacks in neighborhoods, I never heard the word gun control ever mentioned, not one time, ever. Show me a clip. Show me a rally. I am so through with this bouffalé. I mean, really, it's irritating to a fault. So, Million Felon March, we're hoping to get it funded through the Felon Freedom Fund. Freedom ain't free. Also, we're offering to inmates an opportunity to write their own column. We're going to put out a prison inmate business directory and a directory period. How all these organizations exist and felons don't even know who you are, where you are, how to get in contact with you. I heard a recording today say, sorry, you've called this number, and we can't help you. Are you kidding me? I need an 800 number to tell me you can't help me, and I'm just wasting my time and my dime calling it. So we've let our government run amok. It's a mess. It's time to clean it up, and the sooner the better. And we must – our young people, it's awesome that they are very much paying attention, but unfortunately, fools leading fools is going to make fools more fools. So we got to get our young folks to understand this is how you stand up. It's not about a takeover. It's about restructuring and justice for all, not just us. And we've had enough of the just us. They can go on and make America great again. They can start their new country. They can move on. They don't like what's going on here. We don't need these fools. These Republicans are too much. They need to all be taken out, taken down a peg. Well, I say we don't have to take them down a peg. We just simply remove them. You play, they play our game. We don't play their game. This is our time now. This is the time of the people. We the people, it sounds good, but it's now actually time to live up to that slogan.
Ashe, again, we're going to take a break. We're almost to the top of the hour. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. Our guest tonight is Sister Joanna Slava, with the Million Selling March and the POPS Movement Society. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Look what I'm whipping up.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
Watch me move.
This is belly.
That's cool. Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah,
ooh, get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Work it.
Yeah. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa,
they gonna find you like Baka.
America, I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Welcome back to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Tahir. Our guest tonight is Sister Joanna Slava from the Million Selling March and Society. I want to remind the listeners, if you're listening on your phone, press 1 and I will bring you into queue. If you're listening on your computer, you can dial in at 917-889-8059, 917 889-8059. Welcome back, Sister Flavor. You here?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
It's not here
tonight, but it's still bad every day and night when people are waking up and going to bed frustrated and disenfranchised and discriminated against by our own employees. It's time to achieve the dream. Winning the war on poverty, achieving the dream. Let's get some financial literacy in our school curriculums. We're forcing our children to go to school for 12 years by law and graduating them financially. We're also allowing ourselves to be deemed really stupid in this country. You know, I was raised by a school teacher. A lot of people don't know this. I was raised by a school teacher and a fireman. And I was actually reading at the age of 2 years old. And I read all my little Dr. Seuss books. You know, I had all the whole library of them. I was really a great reader. But one thing I'm not is a great learner. You know, I don't profess myself to be some sort of lettered, you know, but I am very well respected among people with PhDs, masters, and EDUs because of the work that I've done over the years. And yeah, I'm very proud of the fact that I've said, if you want to become a millionaire, sell a million bottles of water. And with that said, in Tampa, Florida, taxpayers have allowed their employees to deny them the right to sell water on the corner. But overall, we are allowing ourselves to be taking this education thing a lot bit too far. One, why are we allowing homework? Why is there such thing as homework? Why are we allowing kids to come home with schoolwork? They're in school almost 8 hours a day. That is a job. What? Nobody wants to bring that job home. We have to take back and restructure our country. We're not complaining about education, but I am pretty much because GED, for instance, these days you can't even get a job at Burger King or McDonald's or Walmart unless you can prove your literacy. And after the fifth grade, every single person has gone the farthest. And then if your mind chooses to go farther, you will. But that's why the average citizen in the United States is average, because once you learn your basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, you are educated. Your brain is not wired to learn or know algebra. Why do they think there was millions of Hebrew slaves, but there were only a few architects that built that structured pyramids? Because people's brains aren't wired like that. It's like worker bees and ants and everything God has created. There's a hierarchy of intelligence. Everybody can't be the damn smartest, the brightest bulb in the box. Everybody can't be the chief, but everybody wants maybe to aspire to be. Look at army ants. Look at bees. They have their jobs, and people won't stay in their lane. So when people have learned their maximum, stop deeming them dumb or stupid because they don't know the pi square root of X, Y, A, B, Z. We are insane. We are allowing our society to punish we're punishing ourselves on a daily, and it's quite sickening, I must say.
Okay. You mentioned voting. For some of our young people, and even people, you know, our age, I'm 52, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, people who are adults even don't have as much, confidence in the electoral system. Every year, every election season, whether it's midterms or not, we hear over and over again how there was questionable activity at polling places, how voting machines are left in storage closets when there are lines, you know, wrapped around buildings in certain places for hours and hours where people are trying to vote. How can we, or is there a way to restore our overall communal confidence in the voting system? And why do you not think that more people aren't being vetted to take those employee positions that you talked about?
Well, there's a disconnect as wide as the Grand Canyon. First of all, with our modern technology, there needs to be not any voting machines. What there needs now listen to this. They've got LifeLink where they can pinpoint if somebody is utilizing your ID. So with that said, I love this modern technology because every time they've got satellites in space. They can hear you on the ground. They've got infrared. They can see you through your house. So there's nothing that cannot be solved. Do you hear me, girl? Nothing. What we are doing is allowing this smoke and screen crap to continue, this mirror, this trick, this sleight of hand with these employees because their time is at hand. This is why they made the vote the one most important thing in our society, is the only thing they have restricted, and that is the one thing people give up the most. I call it the chicken and rib effect, because as long as they thought they was giving us them straps, that trash, chicken and ribs was the best thing. Chicken and ribs was the best thing popping for niggas, for slaves. But as soon as they discovered that them chilling them ribs was the B-O-M-B, the bomb, that now is a $1 trillion product in this country and worldwide. You see what I'm saying? We sitting up here going along with the okey-doke. We're allowing these employees, but they know that their time is at hand because people are wisening up. But as long as they say this, they safe. No justice. No peace. That don't mean crap. That's 20th century. People meant something. When them crowd heard that, they knew it was about to go down. But now, ain't nothing going down. Them crowd, I bet you they back there dancing the jig as soon as they hit. No justice. No peace. They back there, yeah, they kicking it. The employees, politicians. But now when they hear no equal, no election, no re-election, they're going to put the fear of God in them. And they're going to be struck white as a sheep. I've seen it happen. Our people are disconnected because of the crack cocaine era. They going through HW, hustler withdrawal. They don't even know what happened to them. People just out here walking around, crackheads out here wanting to get high, drug dealers wanting to sell, ain't nothing happening. Now check out what did happen. In all those years, everybody was balling. That's where the disconnect come in. We just was in the damn frying pan, and we put ourselves in the fire. Now, everybody now, they got their mind right, but look what we allowed these fools to do, employees. Meanwhile, everybody was sitting there thinking they was balling, and look what we've allowed to happen. You can't work for your own government. You can't work for your own society. You got to pay taxes. You can't get housing. All these no's, we going to flip these no's and equalize them. No equal, no election, no re-election. See, that's the simplest we could get it. That's the simplest denominator of this here problem equation. You feel me, Queen?
Definitely, sis. You know, the voice of the community has to be a part of everything that we do moving forward. And I'm excited to know that there is so much energy behind political education, voter registration and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I have to be honest, especially considering the state that I live in, our voting machines are not to be trusted. And if there is not an effort to hold people who look just like us accountable, I don't see how we can hold anybody else accountable, because what I found out is that the majority of the people who are continuing to, well, at least I'd say at least half of the people who are continuing to hold the black community back are other black people who have become comfortable in their position, who like driving their SUVs, who like buying expensive clothes and those kinds of things. And none of them, well, not enough of them, are reaching back to help anyone else up.
That disconnect is
real. So, you know, I'm of the opinion that unless we hold our people accountable for, you know, maintaining their status quo while the community continues to suffer, if you will, as it's known in modern day language.
Hold on, let me finish.
Because there's also an issue of accountability. Like, we're just as accountable for the clusterfuck that we're in as any other group of people. And so, you know, what about that missing link, if you will, to hold those people who look like us accountable?
Well, yes, ma'am. They're rising up, but they're disconnected, such as the dreamers. They're dreaming. They're showing up. They're here. They're rising. They're here by the millions. But unfortunately, somebody has to die to invoke, you know, the interest or spark of interest in someone. And I'm trying to help change the culture in that. That's what the Million Felon March is deemed for, to show people that everything that you identified, it's not what I think, what Flavor thinks, it's what they believe is right, then that is what should happen, and not for them to beg the employee. That's what we've been doing. We've identified things. Women say they don't want women shackled while they're having children and so forth. But they're asking the prison secretary, instead of telling them, look, you work for us, because we show up by the millions and the thousands to support and elect someone, but then we fall back and don't hold them. We have no accountability because we're still functioning in our past government element. You feel me? We have to For instance, you're mentioning about the voting machines. Well, then someone, like I just said, there's nothing under the sun that scientists haven't figured out. So this is not rocket science. What has happened is that the powers that be, or the negative powers, they've recognized how to manipulate the system. Well, so have criminals. So they have become the criminals once again. We're allowing them to get away with crimes of the century and then pardon themselves. So we have no oversight. We have to implement these things. What I don't know how the ACLU did it or the NAACP the same way, but we're different now. Remember when Martin got into the White House and was talking with LGB and or whatever, Lyndon B. Johnson, and then with Kennedy and them. See, once again, that was a hierarchy that has been phased out over decades. We no longer, pardon me, function in our society, but we still adhere to those old ways. We've moved beyond, but because of the crack era, that's what threw people off balance. Now that crack is over with, people are on a level playing field, but it's not level. Now it's full of sinkholes because you've allowed your government, your employees, to deny you rights and liberties. They're already there. They have to be plucked out. These people, these politicians are weeds. And like with weeds, you weed them out. And they keep growing back, and we weed them out. We can never totally remove them. What we must do, look, why somebody got to die? Then everybody steps up and identify. Oh, they not doing this, they doing that. Okay, you seen the problem. You complaining about a police chief. No police chief should have to ever resign. I mean, they can choose to resign, but it should never be brought to a point of, unless it is totally unfair, but when something is identified, typically there it is. This is in black and white. We're the ones debating and allowing conjecture to rule, but meanwhile, someone else straight to jail, gets prosecuted, and that is just so simple as that. We're allowing too much gray area to exist in our society, and people are ready. They just need to be more empowered to understand. Don't complain. Don't demand. Simply tell, state, and they will do what they're supposed to do, and like any good employee does, or you just simply are saying you quit. That's what we need to change our culture, to stop being angry and stop being upset and understand we are in control. We beg God for freedom, rights, and these liberties, but we're pissing them away by not acknowledging and utilizing them and manifesting them into existence. We cannot just march them, and we cannot march injustice out of our society, simply put. Got to march to the polls and vote it out. Get registered and to show why the importance of the vote. I believe if everyone, I kind of encourage people, but hey, fellow in deaf ears, all these people nationwide got dressed up for Wakanda. They should have got dressed up, got registered, and got dressed up and voted.
Ashe, and again, you know, we need for more returning brothers and sisters to take part of these political offices. You know, members of the Black Panther Party ran for public office, and some of them are still in public capacity to this day. That's the new revolution that we need if we're going to be stuck in this system or until it crashes, because financially, the United States has been bankrupt. It's even in worse conditions since 45 took over, and it's going to continue its economic decline. And we don't want to be a part of that. We want to be empowered to be self-sufficient in our communities. Flavor, what suggestions do you have for developing more entrepreneurial opportunities for brothers and sisters who are coming home from having served their time? And I yield.
Okay, entrepreneur opportunities. Well, if you want to become a millionaire, sell a million bottles of water. I believe that people should not stop hustling, but change their product. This is what I preach the doctrine in many different prisons down here for many different years. Ultimately, I believe by removing the barriers that we have allowed to be created by our employees, politicians, such as denying citizens the right to work, formerly incarcerated or felons. And just to get clear that everyone is not a felon and everyone is not a formerly incarcerated citizen. But as of now, after, you know, let me give a little breakdown, investigative discovery I've come up with. Ultimately, people have not realized that after 9/11, because we're behind the scenes and who's really showing up to these meetings to understand the new homeland security laws. There was a bunch of politicians, a bunch of employees, military that we employ and that sat around and come up with these restrictive laws. We do need laws in our country, and basically we have them. We know we don't like pedophiles. We don't like murderers. We have like a little short list, long list. But ultimately, we've allowed like a billion and one suffocation laws to be implemented, and no one even knows what these real laws are about, but ultimately they must be eradicated like cancer. They must be literally treated like cancer. We cannot allow this insanity to continue on this scale anymore, because it's made our society very poisoned, and it is creating angry people. And on top of it, they're lamping out here. They're in fantasy lands and fantasy worlds and everything like that. They're being encouraged to be very negative. Our leaders, our political hired elected leaders, are going around disrespecting citizens, and we're allowing it. And this is not even like I call it mask off. Like now, the KKK people, type people, they don't even got to wear their mask on. They can just walk around and do what they're doing. And we're allowing it, and they're applauding it, and it's a them against us. But no, it's just the we party. We are going to extract and remove all of these. They couldn't wait for Obama to get out of office. But he was one of the most educated. He was a professor of constitutional law. That's why they couldn't beat him back. See? That's why they showed up. They showed up to a gunfight with a knife. They never had a leg to stand on, but it was a slippery slope there. And we stand back and watch this, and we allow it. So what is the next generation going to learn if we don't stand up and show them what to do? No one. How can? Oh, you mentioned of people not they're going in and not really, you know, doing what they're supposed to, because when people go in the community fighting and come out with government jobs. I remember back in the day, this was when God first had put me on my little mission like Moses. I used to fight for when I was in public housing. And one day I looked up and noticed that the bars were spaced so far because I noticed this little kid and they had their head through. And I'm like, oh, my God. My heart dropped because I thought they were going to fall through. And that's when I realized those bars were spaced too far apart. So how can in public housing y'all have this problem? Because I can understand having bars, but those bars should be so narrow, like your hand barely could be able to go through. So I took pictures, and I have a picture with me and the former mayor of Tampa, Florida, years ago. And he had his hand wrapped around me so tight, and I tried to show him, and right then I was advocating but didn't even know it. And guess what he did? He linked into me, and this is what he said in my ear. He said, hey, we've got a new housing program. You don't want to live in public housing. That's not a nice place. Let me hook you up. This is what the mayor said. And I didn't realize it till now, years later. The devil in my ear. That's what happens. That's what happens when you go in fighting and you come out with a government job or you come out with what he tried to bribe me with. He wanted me to shut up and go away and not complain about what this problem is. Because, hey, let me shut her up and just tell her, look, I can get her moved out of public housing. Then I came to public housing with some issues. And the head man offered me a job to work for that company for public housing here. So, girl, when I tell you the devil has been tempting me from day one, it is only a matter of time, and I pray God that he keep me humble. Humble arrogance I go by. Flavor ain't my only, a.k.a. humble arrogance. Because, baby, when I tell you, these fools here, that's why God took me from Free North to bring me to Slave South, because I couldn't have never learned nothing like what I've learned down here. But we don't operate. We operate differently up north. We a whole different species. These fools down here, they don't know they free. They still on plantation thinking and slavery mentality, as a lot of people are nationwide.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to having you back, sis, as we continue to work together and build together. And, you know, technology, we are at a really good time in space right now, the fact that we have access to each other at the drop of a hat. And can't take for granted that it will always be that way. So we need to prepare, if you will, for what may come in the future. So I'm looking forward to continuing to build with you. One last time, please give out your contact information so people can reach out to you.
Yes, ma'am, but could I quickly bring on Ms. Joan Lewis, who is the chapter director of TOPS. Joan, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Sure. Greetings. Okay. How are you?
My name is Joan Lewis.
Welcome, sis. The floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and thank you for everything.
Go ahead, Joan. Give them the 411 about TOPS chapter opening up in Tampa.
Well, we're excited about opening up this new chapter in Tampa, Florida, and to bring awareness to, you know, the masses about, you know, different topics that we'll be bringing up at different times during the year. I mean, you've given her a lot of the 411, so, I mean, I don't know what else to add.
I mean, as far as the membership and whatnot, yeah, I mentioned as far as the advocacy, as far as, you know, addressing the bicycle light ordinance and the yes to $15 minimum wage. I mean, as far as offering membership and what's moving, TOPS moving forward. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're looking for members that, you know, want to get changes done on, you know, different topics like saying no to or yes to the minimum wage being raised, and different things like
felon advocacy.
The prison advocacy, the things that are going on in the prisons, like the high prices of the canteen, and what else? Canteen and
voting rights.
And voting rights and us being able to like that. I'm sorry, I'm a little caught off guard. But those are some of the topics that you want to look forward to being advocating for the ordinary society.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, I know. I did put you on the spot real quick, but that's okay. Yes, Queen, I'm sorry. My number again is 866-909-2929, 866-909-29, and I thank you for allowing me to share in this empowering hour in our universe. Remember, God is not going to grow a money tree, and to God be the glory. Oh, maybe she's going. All right, Joan, I'm sorry I put you on like that.
I know
I was on this little radio show. That's my fault.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in tonight, and thank you for being a part of tonight's conversation. Again, please reach out to the Free Alabama Movement. You can also find Sister Flava on Facebook. So if we're Facebook friends, reach out to me, and I'll connect you with her. But be aware that our brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and those that are newly returning home, they still need us, our love and support. So please reach out to the Free Alabama Movement, the Free Ohio Movement, the POP Society, and find Sister Flava on Facebook. If you can't find her, give me a call, and I'll make sure that you all connect. In the meantime, between time, we will be back tomorrow night on Thursday with the Listen and Learn, and then Friday night we'll be back live. So this is Queen Tahira signing off for the evening. We love you. We thank you. And most of all, we appreciate and respect you. We'll see you on Thursday night, everybody. Salute.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
Is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. The fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, and the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the gooch disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyric, the shit is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm the king of new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Word up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my vibe, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust the head straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear to your gut. Did your girl's butt, I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, off your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe. Can't get bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
2494. Mad motherfucking hardcore. It's my time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice scout. I make out. I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my knapsack with my jet. Take off my hat. Yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flat with your bits. BLS 97 kids bastard it. I'm going to live long in this rap game. Licking blow my name, yo, Puffy.
Diamond, diamond, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blotitious, skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, holler to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Him can buzz it, but tell me, was it really just the flavor?
whatever that be clogging your ears. The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your dog's cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the rhymes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it. Bust the rhymes to break me, bout to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. Niggas and bitches have the ass on fat. Wait 1 sec, and I get down. I'm rolling with the heavyweight connect through the sharpest ground. Now, don't you get suspicious? Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the rap. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected to break food on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, they'll be up the heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke. When I get down, I disappear, reappear, and blow up everywhere.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor